It's time once again for the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realtor Audrey Boyle, County Fuel, Town and Country Supermarket, Shelter Insurance, See Agent Norm Hollis in Alton, Kabul Tire, Dotson Excavating, Western Dairy Transport, People's Community Bank, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Dos Rios Mexican Grill, Security Bank of the Ozarks, Cheney Monument, Evans Funeral Home, Kabul Medical Clinic, Rennie and Forbes Pharmacy, Town and Country Bank, Kinder Feed and Farm Supply, Fox Funeral Home, The Ozark Trading Post, Champs Fitness, Brawley's Powderhorn, and Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox.
And welcome one and all. It's another basketball day here on the Fox from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. I'm Harlan Hutchison, and here in this game, it'll be, I think, I'm trying to count up, I think the 20th game of this tournament as the consolation bracket plays out now, and it's the Licking Wildcats with a 6-4 record going up against the Salem Tigers from Denton County. They're 5-4. Dylan Groves Engineers, Gary Lee gets a couple of games off before the contest between Mansfield and Licking, or I'm sorry, Mansfield and Liberty. That'll be the final game of the day, and that should be a dandy basketball game. We've had a few already. The starters being introduced for both teams, and for the Salem Tigers, their starting five being introduced to the ensemble here. Ryan Halliner, along with Ryan Cunningham. Starting five will include Braden Gapsch. He's a good player. Gavin Sapal, probably their best player, at a forward, about 6 feet tall. And their post player is Eli Wofford. He stands about 6'3", and he's a good athlete inside. Starters for the Licking Wildcats, Carson Walker, being a guard spot. He really had a good day shooting the ball on Saturday. Also, Jet Sullins, Cohen Blankenship, along with Jason Ingram. And the fifth starter, I believe, is Conway Addy. But when they break the huddle on the court, well, no more. Licking is in the white with the burnt orange. Always liked Licking's uniforms. Orange has always been a favorite of mine. Okay, actually, the fifth starter is Logan Buckner for the Wildcats. They're in the white, and they'll go from right to left. Let's see how the first toss of the day goes. And it is tipped up in the only toss of this game. And it's taken down by Salem. They shoot from the point. Quick three to start it, and it's good. And knocked in from range by Lincoln Thomas. He's a good point guard. And Thomas makes it 3-0. Licking cross-court pass on the press. They throw the ball away. Little diagonal pass over the timeline, too high, out of bounds, and it goes back over to Salem. Braden Gapsch at the point. Lob to the low block. They feed it cutting down the lane. Wofford all the way in. Right-hand shot off the board. Good. Licking's going to have to put an end to that fast, or this thing's going to balloon quick. Up the floor, front court. Now the Wildcats looking for their first look at the basket tonight. In the left corner, bounce pass to the point. Walker tried to step into one but couldn't get loose. The Tigers in the zone, down the key, but dump off pass to the left corner. They'll move it outside with Blankenship. Now at the left elbow, a lean in by Ingram. They have to move it back outside. And Licking with a hard time getting a look. Here's a lean-in shot, and that's off the side iron by Ingram. Putback is up and no good. But we get a foul. No, we have, well, the call is against Licking, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Jason Ingram. Pushed off to get that rebound, evidently, and that'll be foul number one of the ball game at the 6:45 mark. Out high, up top, gaps into the middle to Wofford. The big kid turns inside, leans in, shoots, no good, got his own putback, lays it in. And right now, Licking does not have an answer for Eli Wofford in the middle. It is 7-0. Walker, front court, dishes to the right corner. Open shot, they'll fire it for three, and it's good. Colin Blankenship with a highly necessary three to make it 7-3. Ball tipped out of bounds at the Salem end. They'll play it inbounds right in front of the Licking bench. Braden Gaps, top of the circle, to the right elbow. A little pick and roll to the right corner now. Wofford will turn, curl over the middle, shoots it in the middle, but goes up, missed it, had the rebound, lost it, picked up by Salem. Salem dominating inside. Now down the key, here's a walking violation call against Salem's Lincoln Thomas. Turnover on the Tigers, their first. In the ballgame now, Howler is back in there, and he gives them some more size up front. He's about 6'4". Up the right side in the front court. Walker is double-teamed, back out on the wing. They look to the left, they'll go back to the right. In the corner, Walker dishes, ball lost, turned over, Licking second of the first quarter. Back comes Thomas to the right side. Wofford will look in. Saipaw hasn't touched the ball yet, and he probably is their best overall player. Over on the right, at the elbow to the corner. They'll drift outside. Lincoln Thomas drives the lane, lost the ball on the dribble, tied up on the floor, gets it over, and Saipaw puts it up, no good, tips it to himself. Bounces once, goes up high off the board, and good. Boy, he's a strong kid. Saipaw, I don't know if he plays football, but he surely does. 9-3. No? What's happened? In the left corner, bounce to the low block. Back to the left point. Open shot for Walker, and the three won't go. Saipaw gets the rebound. And Salem comes back the other way. Thomas to the point. Saipaw with 4:32 to go in the first. To the right corner. To the point. Open shot. Nope. Passed it up. Drifts in. 10-footer off the side iron. Won't fall by Lincoln Thomas. Rebounded by Ingram. And now Licking in the white uniforms. Comes back from right to left to the right corner. Dumped down inside. Ingram cut off by Saipaw. Kicks it to the point. Wide open three is straight on. And that's off the side. And no good. Pass up the floor. Wofford dribbles to the right corner. In the lane, goes up with the shot, and he got fouled with 4:01 to go in the first quarter. 9-3 is the score. Salem on top by 6 from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And the foul is on Blankenship in the act of shooting. First try is good. Eli Wofford, right now, if you just look at this game and the way these teams match up, the difference in the game is this guy right here. He's got 5. Next one, good. Wofford is the question that right now Licking doesn't have an answer for. Now pass up the floor. They break the press. At the left point. Blankenship curls, goes down, got it blocked. Taken away by Salem. They come back on the run at full speed. Runner off the board is up and good. Banked in by Brayton Gaps. On the break, off the turnover. 13-3. Up the right sideline. Walker walks the tightrope, gets it in the front court. Left corner, Sullins for a three, and that's good. Jed Sullins with another big shot, 13-6. Licking just needs to make some shots, stay in the game until they can kind of get their feet on the ground. But Salem is making it pretty tough. Gaps at the right point pressured. At the left point, left corner pass now. Wofford back to the low block. Back to Wofford and the ball thrown away. Thrown out of bounds by Isaac Hedrick. And when you're 6 foot five or whatever he is, and you have the ball 7 feet from the basket, you should shoot the basketball. And now foul in the backcourt. No, a travel violation. Against Licking, they'll turn the ball back over. .253 left in the quarter here, in the first quarter. And now it'll be Salem basketball. They set their offense again. So Licking man-to-man now on the right side. Wrap around to the baseline. Saipaw with a tough play. Crossover. Back down. Pump fake off the board. No good. And the ball comes off to the hands of Hayden Ragsdale. Up the left side. Carson Walker with it. Walker walks to the point. Fakes right. Goes left. Pass inside. Knocked away and stolen. But picked right back up by Walker. Dishes ahead. Layup is up and in. It's 13-8. Trent Wood with the last basket, a sophomore for Licking. Out the left point. Wofford shoots a three. That's way off the mark and goes out of bounds. It will be Licking basketball. And Wofford may be a good shooter, but every time he steps out and thinks about doing that, that helps Licking. Up the left sideline, two on one, wrap around underneath, good feed, and Ingram can't finish. He'll have to turn and kick it outside. Driving the lane, pump fake to the left corner, open shot again, Wood for three again, and no good. Ball comes off, Saipaw with a Salem rebound. Long up the left side, got a wide open, nope, Thomas puts it on the floor, drives, five-footer is good. We get a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 1:35 to go, first quarter. Salem, 15. And the Licking Wildcats, 8. And we're back in 30 seconds on the Fox.
Town & Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbank.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town & Country Bank. Member FDIC.
We're down to 1:35 to go here in the first quarter from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. I don't know what number game it is. Number 20? Something like that? Been a bunch. There's more. We got more today. Back to play. Ingram on the baseline on an up and under shot off the board. Shot it too hard. And the ball comes off to Salem. Salem controls. They have a 7-point lead. At the point, they'll take it to the left side with Braden Gapsch. Gapsch, low block, catch by Saipaw. Backs his man down. Turns, up and under fake. Goes up the shot, no good. Tipped out, picked up by Carson Walker. And Licking with the basketball. At the left point, Blankenship in the left corner. Trent Wood made a three just a moment ago. Here's a three from the point. Walker, and it's good. Carson Walker with a big shot. Four buckets by Licking, three behind the line. 15-11. And a bad pass at the offensive end for Salem behind the intended receiver and out of bounds into row two. And Salem turns it over for the third time in the first quarter. The three-point shot changes the game so much because for the most part in this first quarter, we're down to 23 seconds, and Licking will hold for the last shot. Salem has outplayed Licking pretty bad here for the most part in the first quarter, but Licking has done the key thing, and that's make some three-pointers. Down the lane, here's Ingram up from 7 feet, no good. Saipaw with a rebound. Gapsch with it with 6 seconds, still a lot of time. Up the right side in the corner. Thomas moves over, shoots a three at the horn, no good. That's the end of the first with the score. The Salem Tigers, 15, and the Licking Wildcats, 11. Back in a minute on the Fox.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
Wintertime heating bills are here, and they can get pretty expensive. So if you need a little extra money, go on down and visit Randy at the Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View at 121 North Oak Street. Buy, sell, trade, and pawn. They can get you a little extra money for those heating bills. Randy buys gold and silver as well, and has musical instruments and guns for sale. Stop in today at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View.
I was just waiting for the buzzer to stop. 15-11 is the score as we start the second quarter of play from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We're in the consolation bracket, and the winner of this game will play the winner of the next game. That's Gainesville against Alton. That'll be a pretty good game. Looking forward to watching that. Here in this one, Licking's three-point shooting has kept them in the game. They're down by four, 15-11, starting quarter number two. Carson Walker with the basketball for Licking. Dumb down pass inside. Ingram puts it up with the left hand off the board. Too strong. Comes off in the hands of Eli Wofford for Salem. Salem back left to right. Crossover gaps to the corner. Curling over. Saipaw step through. Right hand layup good. Saipaw is the classic example of not flashy, but he does the grunt stuff, the hard work stuff, and he doesn't care. Inside, behind the back pass is picked up, loose ball by Blankenship. Blankenship will hand the ball now to Walker. Walker drives all the way through, goes up off the board, no good. Rebound though, Ingram, he tried and did, bounce it off of the leg of Ryan Cunningham for Salem. He'll stay with the Licking Wildcats, 7-10 to go in the first half. Played inbounds from underneath, they'll lob it out front, Licking with the ball. Trying to cut this back down to a four, maybe three-point lead. Or, in their case, deficit. Salem in the zone. Licking's been able to find some shots. And here's another one. Walker for three, left wing. Good. Okay. Well, they gave him three on the board. Thought I heard him say two, but it's 17-14. We'll go with that. Down the key, Saipaw to the right point. Lincoln Thomas on the left side. Up fake by Cunningham. He dribbles over, nearly stolen. Loose, it is stolen. Walker came away with it, and we get a whistle and a timeout on the floor. Good play by Carson Walker. Coming up with that loose ball, Salem turns it over now for the fourth time and a 30-second timeout. 6:28 to go in the half. And a reminder that our basketball coverage is being brought to you by some outstanding folks in Licking, including Rennie Pharmacy, Town & Country Bank, Kender Feed, Fox Funeral Home. We also want to thank our corporate sponsors, Keller Williams, Audrey Boyle, along with County Fuels and Town & Country Supermarket. So, give Licking some credit here because they have really picked the pace up. They got down, I believe it was 7-0. And so you look at it from that standpoint, they've outscored Salem 14-10. Since then, anyway. Now out front, after the timeout, Licking with the ball in the corner. Blankenship has it. He's pressured, picks up the ball, lob out to the point. He'll get it out front to Logan Buckner. Buckner with the basketball now. Goes to the right, passes over there to Wood. Driving the lane, dishing baseline. Ingram, up fake, goes around, dribbles, lost it, out of bounds. Nope, foul call on the play on Salem. Blocking foul on the big kid from the Tigers, and that's Eli Wofford. Wofford has his first foul. He has 6 points in the ballgame. 17-14. Licking could tie with a three here. Underneath, good pass. Ingram lays it up and in. No one got in front of Jason Ingram. So he just took the bounce pass and laid it in. 1-point game, 17-16. In the left corner, Saipaw with it. Penetrates. Dishes across. Bad pass stolen. And Salem now has the turnovers. In the left baseline, all the way in. Ingram goes up. Got blocked. Actually got bumped by Wofford, no whistle, so we go back from left to right. Crossover, gaps, spins to the baseline. Puts up a wild shot off the board, good. Brayden Gaps now with four. One thing about Salem, they can score points. I think we've already seen that up here. Now a whistle at the defensive end, and Salem is going to be called down for this foul, a blocking foul. That is the first foul on Ryan Cunningham for the Salem Tigers. Carson Walker will throw it in for Licking. Inbound play. Now, these teams have played one time this year. Licking, here's a drive, in ball, lost out of bounds. And it's going to be called off of the Wildcats. Salem and Licking played earlier this year in the Big Cat Classic, and for the first time in 14 years, Salem was able to beat Licking in that tournament. Down the baseline, wraparound pass to the far side. Saipaw bounces, goes up strong and scores. Saipaw is not very tall. He's going to get some of those blocked. He doesn't care. He's got the right attitude for his size, for sure. On the left baseline, Walker takes it in. Up and around shot. Blocked out of bounds by Wofford. And a foul be called on the big kid, and that's big for Licking. That'll be the second foul on the postman from Salem. So in the act of shooting, Carson Walker goes to the line. He's made two field goals tonight, both behind the line, and he'll shoot two here. First try is good. 4-point game. Wofford will come out of the lineup. Gaps will come out of the lineup for Salem. Hayden Ragsdale is back in the ballgame for the Tigers. Next free throw is good. Thought about it. 21-18. Salem ball. One possession game at the right point. Tyson Connors in the ballgame now for the Tigers. At the point, it's Ryan Cunningham. He spins, gets bumped. Now bounce pass outside, and Licking is really forcing Salem away from the basket right now. That's a sign of pretty good defense. Cunningham over a screen, feeds it in. Saipaw bulls his way in, pump fake up off the shot, misses the board, and it's taken on the weak side. Licking has just gotten a lot tougher at the defensive end here in this quarter. At the right point, on the right side. Back outside to Carson Walker. A three would tie it. Walker to the right. Spins back to the middle. Feeds it back out to the elbow to the right wing. Stepping back now over on the left side. This is Troy Wood. The sophomore kicks it over. Jet Sullins. 3:30 to go in the half. Walker spins to the middle. Kicks it to the left corner at the left point. Licking with the basketball, being very patient. Making Salem play some defense here. Carson Walker, left elbow, keeps the dribble. Inside out pass, nothing open. Now at the point, Wood drives in, got pushed, lost it out of bounds. And it's going to be Salem ball. Boy, breaks your heart when you have a possession like that, you're that patient, and you don't get a shot. Second turnover in the quarter on Licking, and that's six for the game. On the flip side, that was a really good defensive series for the Salem Tigers. The right elbow down the lane, dumped down pass, bounced out of bounds, turnover. Saipaw couldn't hold on to it. And Salem loses it out of bounds. Both teams with six turnovers, 2:52 to go in the half. Carson Walker walks it up the left side. Now we're on the right wing. Troy Wood for Licking in the right corner. Blankenship dribbles out. Both teams are really playing pretty good defense right now. That's left elbow. Walker splits the defense. Goes up too strong. High off the board. Rebound. Faithball has it. And now Gapsch in the front court. Gets it up ahead. Back over to Gapsch in the right corner. Wide open. Lincoln Thomas three. Good. If you leave him open, he can make that shot. He's got eight. That stretches the lead back to six. Now, bad pass, and now it's taken back by Licking. Open shot in the corner for a three. No good. And a weak side rebound foul will be called on Logan Buckner for a push-off for the Wildcats. Probably. 24-18, 1:55 left in the first half. Pretty good ball game so far. Salem basketball in the Carolina Blue. Here they come from left to right. Top of the circle, curling over Gapsch in the paint. Puts up a runner off the board, no good. Rebound comes off, put back up and in by Hayden Ragsdale. I believe that makes it 24-20, or 26-20. Over on the right side. I think he may have given those points. No, they did. Okay, that's correct. 26-18, left side. Three ball, it's good. Knocked in by Jeff Sullivan. That's the fifth three for Licking. 26-21. Pass under. Oh, what a feed underneath. St. Paul wide open and a great feed from Tyson Connors hitting him under the bucket, and he lays it in. He's got eight in the game, six in the quarter. 28-21 Salem. Carson Walker takes it over to the left wing. Salem pressures the ball. Now they kick it out to the left point, to the right point. Jet Sullins with it. He'll cross over, drive in, puts up a runner high off the board, and good. A prayer answered for Jet Sullivan. And that Sullivan's bucket makes it a five-point game. 25 seconds left in the half. Braden Gapsch out front. Gets it across to Tyson Connors. Connors back out to the point. Lincoln Thomas. Lincoln Thomas will hold with 10 seconds. Pick and roll with Stapaw. He'll dribble down the left side. Hook pass across. Right wing. Three ball is up and no good. Rebound tipped up and controlled by Licking, and that's the end of the first half. Pretty entertaining basketball. Licking Wildcats hanging in there. Down by five at the break. 28-23. And we're back in 3 minutes on the Fox.
96.9 the Fox.
Town & Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town & Country Bank, member FDIC.
Kinder Feed and Farm Supply in Licking is where you need to go to keep your animals fed and healthy throughout the year. They have a wide selection of ADM products, pharmaceuticals, and bulk feed with custom mixes to keep you and your animals happy. Speaking of happiness, check out their selection of dry shod boots. Visit them on Highway 137 South in Licking. Call 573-674-2626. Kinder Feed and Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Are you looking for a hometown, independently owned, friendly with fast service pharmacy in the Licking and Houston area? Well, stop in today at Rennie Pharmacy in Licking. Not only can they handle your pharmacy needs, they have Heroes Coffee and a large gift item selection. So while you wait for your prescription, do a little shopping and have some Heroes Coffee. Rennie Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
The mission of People's Community Bank is to be the preferred independent community bank which meets and exceeds the expectations of their customers and communities by providing excellent customer service, products, and value while maximizing shareholder return, along with maintaining the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. People's Community Bank offers online banking, mobile banking, and now e-statements. Visit them on Main Street in Kabul.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Fox Funeral Home has been in business since 1931, serving your Licking hometown community, and is family-owned and operated. Conveniently located in downtown Licking at 128 South Main Street, committed to meeting the needs of families during one of the most difficult times in their lives. At the loss of a loved one, call 573-674-2293. Fox Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Welcome back to Kabul. We are at halftime of what I think is the 20th game of the tournament. I'm not positive. 19th game? Okay. Okay, that makes sense. All right, the 19th game of this tournament, and the halftime score is a five-point difference. The difference in this ball game is the first 2 minutes, because Salem got out to a 7-0 lead, and now here's the half. It's a five-point game. It's 28-23 in favor of Salem over the Licking Wildcats. Here's the way the scoring went. In the first half, Carson Walker with 8 points, as Jet Sullins also added 8 for Licking. 3 points for Cohen Blankenship, 2 points for Jason Ingram, and Trent Wood had 2. For the Salem Tigers, Lincoln Thomas has 8. Gavin Sapaw has 8. Eli Wofford has 6. Braden Gapsch has 4. And Hayden Ragsdale has 2. But everything else that you look at, both teams are 2 out of 2 from the line. Both teams had, let's see, Salem had 7 turnovers and Licking had 6. The difference in the game, the first 2 minutes, and that's where we're at right now, 28-23. We'll look at the schedule of what's coming up after this break, and we've got more basketball, but it'll be a while after this one. Right now, at halftime, though, Licking is trailing by 5 against Salem in the consolation bracket of the Kabul Holiday Tournament, and we're back in 3 minutes on the Fox.
Need to know weather.
Now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Hope your afternoon is going well so far. Big Jim in the Weather Center forecast coming up tonight. It'll be clear skies. Low going to drop down to 15. Still quite breezy with gusts up to 21 miles per hour. Tomorrow expect sunny conditions with a high of 41. Then tomorrow night partly cloudy, a low 25. Wednesday will be sunny skies with a high 51. And we'll start off 2026 with mostly sunny conditions and a high of 51. There you have it. That's your latest weather update.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. President Trump standing strong with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu after a meeting at Mar-a-Lago.
He's a wartime prime minister. He's done a phenomenal job. He's taken Israel through a very dangerous period of trauma. Israel, with other people, might not exist right now.
The two working on a U.S.-brokered ceasefire in Gaza as it faces challenges moving into the second stage. Winter weather making air travel a challenge this holiday season.
Buffalo, Chicago, and Cleveland being the three worst airports as far as delays and cancellations go. There are almost 4,000 delays across the country and over 600 cancellations.
Fox's Kelly Saberi at Chicago O'Hare. America is listening to Fox News.
Will face the toughest job interview in fitness
that will push past physical and mental breaking points.
You
fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is where mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
Trainer Games on Prime Video, January 8th.
Watch the trailer on trainergames.com.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
Looking for a perfect stocking stuffer? Gift cards from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Hi, this is Deb. If you have that hard-to-shop-for person on your Christmas list, we have gift cards available for whatever amount you need. And while you're in the store, enjoy shopping for all those others on your list for the perfect gift. Hurry in for the best selection and save. Hirsch knows Santa.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply are more than a farm store.
Wintertime heating bills are here, and they can get pretty expensive. So if you need a little extra money, go on down and visit Randy at the Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View at 121 North Oak Street. Buy, sell, trade, and pawn. They can get you a little extra money for those heating bills. Randy buys gold and silver as well, and has musical instruments and guns for sale. Stop in today at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View.
It's the score. We're about ready to start the second half between Licking and the Salem Tigers. And the game to follow this one will be the Gainesville Bulldogs against the Alton Comets. That ought to be pretty good. And then we'll get into the semifinal round. And in the winner's bracket, Bunker against Norwood. Norwood's going to have a tough go of it against Bunker. And then, what may be, at least to that point, potentially best game of the tournament, in the other semifinal game, Liberty Eagles play the Mansfield Lions. That would be a lot better matchup to me in another month. Because Liberty, to me, is still coming out of football season, and they're... What Liberty is now is not what they're going to be in the month of February. But price you pay for success on the football field, and something that they are glad to do. But they are in the semifinal round against a very good Mansfield Lion team. And I think Mansfield, well, Bunker can really score the basketball, but from just an overall standpoint, I'm not so sure that Mansfield maybe isn't the best offensive team up here in this tournament. They can score, and they can score fast. All right, the horn goes. We're ready to go. It'll be the starting five for each team that started the ball game. Walker, Sullins, Blankenship, Buckner, and Ingram for Licking. Lincoln Thomas out front for Salem. He pulls up wide open, 13-footer, pretty much unguarded. Shot it, missed it, rebound, pulled down by Blankenship. And back come the Licking Wildcats, down by five. Buckner on the left to the right point. Jet Sullins has it. Crossover, lost the ball, picks it back up, got it back, gets it outside. Now Blankenship has it. He'll hold. Now goes left with the dribble, keeps going left with the left hand. Kicks it to the corner. Walker passed up a three. Pulls in, fall away from 13, no good. Rebound down to Sapaw for Salem. Cunningham, Thomas, Howler, Gapsch, Sapaw, and Wofford, the starters. It'll be a ball out of bounds played by the Salem Tigers with the score 28-23. Thomas over on the right Wofford steps way out, lob down low block. Here's Safehall. Pump, pump, up inside and scores. The thing about Safehall is when he catches the ball in there, he takes his time. He's not going to get in a rush and make a bad play. He's just going to go up strong with it. Here's Walker driving the left side, lays it off the board and good. Carson Walker. And he has 10 points. 30-25 at the left point. Safehall puts it on the deck, spins to the middle, leans in, shoots it off the board and good. He's a really tough matchup. He's not tall, but he's just so stout. Carson Walker to the high post to Buckner. On the right side, looks in, dumps it inside to Ingram. Picks it up, turns in, forced it, hits the side of the backboard, picked up by Gapsch on the dribble, and he'll be fouled at midcourt by Licking, and that'll be on Logan Buckner. It'll be Salem ball. They'll play it in the backcourt. Eli Wofford will throw the ball inbounds to Lincoln Thomas, and here we go again after just 2 minutes of play in the third quarter. Thomas to the right, over a high screen to the corner. They're looking in for Safehall. If they can get him the ball, there he has it on the right baseline. He dribbles down, and he dribbled it out of bounds. Turnover. That's pretty simple. I mean, all Ingram did was he stayed in front of him and forced him to do something with it, and he turned it over. So good play defensively by Jason Ingram. By Licking, he sets a screen up the other end. Walker, open three, no good. Ball long on the rebound, picked up by Cunningham. Front court for Salem, now they lose it. Walker takes it away, takes it all the way in, lays it up and good. It looked, when the game started, that turnovers were going to probably hurt Licking more. Here's a three from the right wing. Lincoln Thomas, that's good. You can't let him sit right there and just line it up because he can make that shot. He has 11. Top of the circle. Carson Walker to the left wing. Open. Buckner, three, is around and out. Ball tipped long to the corner and out of bounds, and it'll go over to Salem with 4:55 to play. Third quarter. The lead at halftime was 5. It's out to 8. And Salem with a chance to add on. To the right corner, Cunningham spins, bounce pass on the baseline. Wofford has it, turns to the middle to his right, now back to the left, off the board high and good. That was called throw it to the postman. 37-27. 10-point game. Wildcats could use a bucket. Carson Walker to the point. Low block, posting up. Ingram inside. Drop down, goes around, outside to the point, to the wing. Sullins drives in, puts up a runner off the board. No good, got flipped in midair. Now Cunningham, over to Gapsch. Brendan Gapsch in the front court. Free throw line, wide open, Safehall. Up fake, dribbles down, lost it, bounce pass back. Now three, Gapsch good. Braden Gapsch with 7. I think, and one thing you're seeing, Salem, is they're being way more efficient at the offensive end. Now a step back, 2, no good by Carson Walker. And here comes Salem. They're up by 13 now. In the lane, a little teardrop floater off the board and good by Gap. Smartly used the board straight on with that shot down the lane. And now it's suddenly a 15-point game. Walker. Back outside on the wing to Sullins. Dribbles in, slapped away, out of bounds. It'll be last touch by Salem. Right now, Licking cannot get to the basket. Or, for that matter, get anything in the way of good looks from the three-point line. Timeout on the floor, 3:11 to play in the third. 42-27. Salem with the lead. And back in a minute on the Fox.
Are you looking for a hometown, independently owned, friendly with fast service pharmacy in the Licking and Houston area? Well, stop in today at Rennie Pharmacy in Licking. Not only can they handle your pharmacy needs, they have Heroes Coffee and a large gift item selection. So while you wait for your prescription, do a little shopping and have some Heroes Coffee. Rennie Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
3 minutes, 11 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 42-27 is the score, and it will be out of the timeout. It'll be Licking basketball. Carson Walker will throw the ball inbounds. So far in the quarter, Licking has outscored, I should say, Salem's outscored Licking 14-4. Inbound in the right corner, to the right point. Buckner to the left wing. Open shot by Blankenship for three. Won't go. Rebound by Gapsch. And here comes Salem with it. That's the drawback, the big one, with relying on the three-point shot to any extent. Because when the well goes dry, it is bone dry. And right now, Salem adding on. They're 15 up in the paint. Pass inside Sapaw. Right hand reverse is good. What a shot. Gavin Sapaw with a back to the basket. Right hand reverse off the glass. In the right corner. Pass inside. Ball stolen by Gapsch. Gapsch brings it up the middle. They don't pick him up. He takes it all the way in. Off the board and good. 7 in the quarter, 11 for the game for Braden Gapsch. Now, here's a fall away from the left side. Off the side iron by Walker. Rebounded by Salem. Over on the right side now. Left point pass. They'll move it back to the right and just lose it out of bounds. Salem with their 10th turnover of the ball game. But to this point, it hasn't bitten them. It'll be Licking ball in the backcourt after the turnover. Licking still sitting on 27 points and 23 at halftime. Down the key, Blankenship right corner. Pass inside, tipped away. Good defense by Sapaw as he circled around. And now Gapsch the other way. All the way, dishes inside, lost the ball, picked up by Cunningham. Wrap around to the far corner on the baseline to the point. Gapsch up, fake dribbles in to the left side. He'll pull it back. Gapsch once more now, into the low block. Sapaw turns to his left. Up fake, goes the other way. Left is good. Foul the play in the basket count. Sapaw is just too strong in the low block. Logan Buckner picks up his third foul for Licking. So Sapaw with a bucket and a free throw to come. 48-27. I mean, this was really a pretty good game at halftime. 5-point difference, but it's not that now. Free throw. Sapaw is no good. Rebounded by Licking. The Wildcats in the front court. Walker to the right wing. Ingram fakes, dribbles in, lost it, tied up, jump ball, and a little elbow thrown in for good measure. Boys will be boys, and it will be alternating arrow. Still pointed at Licking, as it should be, and a substitution here. Ryan Halder, another big kid, comes in for the Tigers on the back line. Now we've got to decide if Covey called a jump ball because I think they are going to give the ball now to the Licking Wildcats. They'll flip the arrow after this thing comes inbounds, and here it is. Here's a shot out front. Ingram, three ball, it's good. Jason Ingram with his second basket. He's got five. 48-30. Salem out high. This is the Highway 32 showdown right here. Here's a three in the corner. That's good by Ryan Cunningham for the Tigers. 51-30. 22 miles between these two towns, Licking and Salem. And on the left side, 15-footer, shot no good. Ball off, back outside, another three by Walker, and it's around and no good. He got fouled in the act of shooting, and that will be three shots. Braden Gapsch, we're going to be called for the foul. So, Carson Walker gets three shots at it here. 25 seconds left in the third quarter, 51-30. Salem, first one, no good. Carson Walker leading the scoring for Licking today. Next one is good. Points for Carson Walker. 51-31. Good again. Two out of three. 51-32. Salem walks it over the timeline with Braden Gapsch, picked up man-to-man out near the timeline. Started by Walker, now to the right corner. Here's another three, and it's good again by Ryan Cunningham. Fourth three of the half. And now at the other end, Walker forces up a jump shot around it out. No good. That's the end of the third quarter. Salem Tigers came alive in the third, and they outscored Licking 26-9, and they lead going into the fourth, 54-32. Back in a minute on the Fox.
Fox Funeral Home has been in business since 1931, serving your Licking hometown community, and is family-owned and operated. Conveniently located in downtown Licking at 128 South Main Street, committed to meeting the needs of families during one of the most difficult times in their lives. At the loss of a loved one, call 573-674-2293. Fox Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Cabool Holiday Tournament.
Fourth quarter ready to roll here between Licking and Salem. If you're in the vicinity, come on out and watch some basketball. You got several more good games to watch tonight. The next one between Gainesville and Alton ought to be pretty entertaining. Then you'll have the top seed in the tournament, Bunker. And then what could be the best game of the tournament, at least so far, Mansfield going up against Liberty. Pass into the middle, and Salem turns, shoots, scores. Quick, Ryan Howler. 56-32. Licking's shooting kept them in the game in the first half, but they haven't had enough. They're having trouble just getting looks at the basket. Walker out front. Ball fake, dribbles in, dumps down, lay in by Blankenship is good. Good play, Cohen Blankenship with five. And now Wofford out high for Salem at the left elbow, feeds behind Sapaw. Dribbled it off his foot, loose on the deck, picked up, turnover, picked up by Licking. Wildcats with it, down 22, 7:05 to play. Left baseline, Walker dribbles in. Cut off, On the wing, Buckner with an up fake. On the wing, to the point. Now they move it back over, and Carson Walker resets. High screen to the right, dribbles that way. Curls across, steps through, puts it up off the board, too hard. Eli Wofford with a rebound for Salem. Wofford on the dribble, the big kid, takes it up front. Now feeds it back to Cunningham. Thought about shooting a three from way out. Now he'll shoot a three from the point, and that's no good. Ball tipped over, picked up by Ingram. And Licking controls as the clock rolls on. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Walker in the paint. 13-footer. Goes up. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. Fouled in the act of shooting there. Stops the clock at 6:23. Eli Wofford picked up his third foul for the Tigers. So Carson Walker at the line, and he has shot the only free throws today for Licking. First try here, good. How's he doing so far here? 3, 4. He is 5 out of 6 from the line so far today. Carson Walker, one more try, and that is good. Braden Sapoff for Salem. 56-36. 20-point game. Wofford in the paint. Backs now kicks it out to Cunningham. Backdoor pass. Good feet. Driving layup. Thomas, good. Foul the play. Basket counts. That was well run by Salem. Little backdoor cut. Great timing. The foul on Blankenship. Number 2 on him. Lincoln Thomas with the bucket. And a free throw to follow. And it is good. Salem, 59. And Licking, 36. Walker, cross court over to Jet Sullins. He'll put it on the floor, drive the lane, bounce pass across. Ingram blocked from the side by Sapoff, picked up by Wofford. And now gaps on the break. 3-on-3, he'll take it all the way in, puts it up high off the board, no good. Rebound tipped up, picked up by Wofford. Big kid puts it up and in. 61-36. And Salem has really, just watching the game, it really looks like that Salem has been able to wear down Licking here. Here's a drive down the paint, high off the board, good. Jet Sullins with a nice move, right down the middle. And he has 10 points. Gaps in the front court for Salem. Wofford in the corner goes baseline. He's cut off. Backs down against Buckner. Spins. Drop step. Puts it up. Good. Foul the play. Basket count. That was a really nice bit of footwork by the big kid from Salem. He started to the right. Little right foot drop step to the left. Got the ball up, drew the foul, made it, and now he'll get a free throw to go with it. Free throw try is good. Wofford has 13 points in this ball game. Out front, Walker fouled, and that'll be on Seth Cunningham, or Ryan Cunningham. Ryan Cunningham with his second foul. 4:56 to go, 64-38. We're only 4 points from the turbo clock here. Wildcats need a bucket and inbound play to Carson Walker. Salem back into the 2-3 zone. They're just packing it in. At the point, Buckner. But they do not want to allow anything else on the scoreboard. Buckner trapped in the lane, back outside to Walker. We're down to 4:35 to go. Walker spins in, cut off. In the corner, three ball. It's no good. Off the side of the backboard. And that's out of bounds. Braden Gapsch brings it up quick. In the right corner, catch and shoot for a three. No good. Ball comes off. Ingram has it for Licking. Walker with a screen up high, goes to the left, picks it up. Now back cross court to Sullins. He'll dribble down, look in, back over. Butner wide open. Got a three ball, and it's no good. Ball long out of bounds to the right corner. And it'll go back over to Salem with 4:02 to go. Final broadcast of the day will be, well, it'll be the last game. Now ball tipped out of bounds at the Salem end, and they turn it over for the 12th time today. At the right elbow, it's Ingram for Licking. Lob pass across, Walker to the baseline. Pulls up, arcs one, partially blocked. And now Salem with it, 3:35 to play. Wofford in the front court. On the low block, posting up is Thomas. Turns, back over, Sapaw dribbles through all the way, right hand lay-in is good.
That is all.
66-38. Jet Sullins in the right corner. Back, Ingram up fake, drives in all the way, put up, blocked, but a foul on the play. And that'll stop things at 3:08. Tyson Connors is called for his first personal foul for the Salem Tigers. And in the act of shooting, it'll be Jason Ingram, 5 points today. And the first try is good. And now Jason Ingram owns a distinction today of being the only Licking Wildcat not named Carson Walker to shoot a free throw. He's got 6 points. 3:08 left, 66 for Salem, and 40 now for Licking as Ingram makes the second free throw. Here's your 3 minute warning here in this game. Pass inside, here's a drive, up no good. But a foul be called, that ball. That was an attempted dunk by Isaac Hedrick. But he got fouled from behind. Second foul on Jason Ingram for Licking. Meanwhile, Isaac Hedrick at the line, he'll shoot two. And first one good. 67-40. One more try, and it is good. With 2:50 in counting. Jet Sullins for looking out front. Ball knocked away and stolen. Thomas with the steal. Feeds it ahead, threw it away, out of bounds. And here's a whistle and a foul be called. And with 2:33 to go, the first foul call of the ball game on Hayden Ragsdale for Salem. It's all a matter of what the final is going to be now. 2:33 left, and the free throw try is good by Sullivan. Front court, Salem with it. They're not in a hurry to do much anything. They're up by 27. On the right, drive down the lane. Here's a drive, shot put up. No good, but a foul. And we're going to get a charging foul call on Salem. And that's going to be number two on Tyson Connors, as Licking will have 2:15 to go to try to cut in. Maybe get this thing under 20. 68-41, down the key. Here's a floater by Walker, no good. Tipped out for Licking, out of bounds. It'll go back to the Salem Tigers. Waiting in the wings, we have the Alton Comets and the Gainesville Bulldogs. gaps up front. Quick pass underneath and a whistle. 3 seconds is called.
First on all
against the Salem Tigers. I haven't seen every game, but if that weren't the first 3 second call, I'd be stunned. Because I just don't call it anymore. All right, back in play. It's Walker over on the right wing. They'll feed it back, Curley now to the right side. Down the key to the point, open, wide open. 3 won't fall. Off the miss that time by Easton Stoop, a sophomore, out of bounds, Salem basketball. Oh. 1:33 left. Cunningham out front. Left point pass. Now a 3 by him is good. Ryan Cunningham knocks in his 3rd 3 of the half. 1:18 to play. 71-41. Technically, the turbo clock is on. Here's Walker for a 3. Left wing, no good. Fight for the rebound. Battle 4 picked up by Salem. Long up the left sideline. They'll pull it back a little bit. Bounce on the low block. Pump fake up with the shot. No good. Weak side rebound. Hendrick gets it. Goes up. Can't get it. And he got fouled, and the clock will keep running. As Hendrick will go to the line, and he'll shoot 2, and this may be pretty much the balance of what we have left here. Will Hackman with the foul for licking, and the shooter is Hendrick, and his free throw is no good. Isaac Hendrick with 1 more. Clock still running, 20 seconds to play, 71-41. And good. 10 seconds to go. Let's see if the Wildcats can get 1 more bucket here, maybe. Or are they even going to try? Nope. They're running the clock out, and that's it. Final score, Salem Tigers, 72. And Lincoln Wildcats, 41. And now Salem will play for the Consolation Trophy tomorrow, and that will be against the winner of the following game between the Gainesville Bulldogs and the Alton Comets. We'll take a 30-second break and recap scoring next on the Fox.
Town and Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town and Country Bank, member FDIC.
All right, this one is in the books. And the final score of the ball game, the Salem Tigers beat the Lincoln Wildcats by a final 72-41. And the scoring in the ball game went like this. First of all, for Licking, Carson Walker had 16 points. Jet Sullivan's had 11, and it's kind of thin from there. 7 for Jason Ingram, 5 points for Cohen Blankenship, and 2 points for Trent Wood. For Salem, their leading scorer, they had a good balance in their lineup. 18 for Gavin Sapoff, 14 apiece for Lincoln Thomas and Eli Wofford, and also in double figures was Braden Gaps with 11, 9 for Ryan Cunningham. Salem took over after the half. They're up 5, and then they go on for a 31-point win, 72-41. So Salem plays the winner of this game. Alton and Gainesville coming up next. Our next broadcast will be the semifinal game between Liberty and Mansfield. That's coming up a little bit later on. Till then, for Gary Lee and Dylan Groves, Harlan Hutchinson saying so long for now from Kabul.
You've been listening to the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Keller Williams Realtor, Audrey Boyle, County Fuel, Town and Country Supermarket, Shelter Insurance, Sea Agent Norm Hollis in Alton, Kabul Tire, Dotson Excavating, Western Dairy Transport, People's Community Bank, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Dos Rios Mexican Grill, Security Bank of the Ozarks, Cheney Monument, Evans Funeral Home, Kabul Medical Clinic, Rennie and Forbes Pharmacy, Town and Country Bank, Kinder Feed and Farm Supply, Fox Funeral Home, The Ozark Trading Post, Champs Fitness, Brawley's Powderhorn, and Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service.